Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Greg Barnes with you. And Greg, Carolina goes to Old Dominion, standing at 0-2. Lost last week, not really a shock, but being 0-2 is for this Tar Heel team. Definitely a must win. And then you throw in, it's the Tidewater area, a fertile recruiting area. It has been in the past for North Carolina. Your take on this game?
Yeah, Tom. I mean, I think if you look at the kind of the coastal division as a whole, what you see is a Georgia Tech team, maybe a little bit better than we thought they would be. Duke certainly is better than we thought they would be. Virginia Tech, Miami, both good teams. So if North Carolina were to lose this game tomorrow, they're looking at a very tough road, especially when you add in Notre Dame to the mix in a couple weeks. So they need a game where they can play well, regain some confidence on defense, let some guys get healthy on the offensive line on that side of the ball, and really just feel better about yourself and get through a game, get back to 1-2. That would be a big benefit. In terms of recruiting, Mack Brown made a living in the Tidewater area. That's a lot of his star players back in the 90s were from that area. And Virginia Tech and a lot of other teams have gotten in there the last decade or so. So any exposure you can have in that area, because it is so close to Chapel Hill. I mean, we're talking a place that's only 3 hours from the Triangle. That's a key recruiting area. That's somewhere Larry Fedora wants to kind of make his presence felt. And going up there, putting on a good show in front of that audience would go a long way in helping with that.
Carolina and Old Dominion, 3:30 on Saturday. Search your TV guide or keep it locked here on WCHL.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.